Baruch Hashem, we're in Yerushalayim, the eternal capital of the Jewish people. Everybody's masking? Okay, we just voted again that this is the capital of the Jewish people, Baruch Hashem. And we win. Baruch Hashem, there's so much simcha amongst us and the Jews everywhere in the world that one of our brothers, just when Yosef HaTzadik was freed, and the end of Chanukah, Zayis Chanukah, that one of our brothers is home. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be home here in Yerushalayim soon. So we're starting the Yisoid HaOfer. Until now, Perek Aleph was a Hakdama, and now we're in Perek Beis. Even those who didn't learn the Hakdama could begin from here, and it will be fine in Mitzvah Hashem. So we're on page Yud Zayin in Das Midei Secha. Page Yud Zayin. Naschil bez Hashem ma yisoid ha-tachtayin, yisoid ha-ofer. Really, this entire sefer is about yisoid ha-ofer. Remember that the midas are external manifestations of something which is much deeper, the yisoidus of eish, mayim, ruach, and ofer, of who we are, of what we're made from, of our very existence, the yisoid of who we are. And the lowest of all of the yisoidus, low is not a proper word, but the simplest, perhaps, of all of the yisoidus is the yisoid ha'ofer. But it's not simple to understand. Earth. Odom yisoid ha'ofer v'soif ha'ofer. Our davening on Shanim Kippur revolves around those words. That we come from the earth. The name Odom is Adam. So even though we're made of all of the four yisoidus, fire, water, and Ruach as well. But the Yisod, there's something very Yisodi about that Yisod of Ofer. And what is that in terms of, how does that affect us in terms of our midas? The Yisod of Ofer, what is that? So Naschub is Hashem, my Yisod HaTacht and Yisod HaOfer. Le'el kvar huzkru divrei Rebbe Chaim Vital, Shamidas HaMizgalas B'chlolas M'Yisod HaOfer and Atzlus V'Atzlus. Those of you who learned Tanya at the very beginning were exposed to this teaching of Rabbi Chaim Vital, which Rabbi Chaim Vital, of course, didn't make up. He received from his Rabbi Dari Yizal, and it comes from where Dari Yizal got it from. That Yisod of Ofer is the Sheirish, in the most observable way, it's the Sheirish of these two Midas of Aslus, laziness, heaviness, and Atzvus, depression. Depression. Now, as I said before we began the Shiurim, at the very onset, I said that one of the main reasons I wanted to learn this, to begin to learn this Midah of Ofer, to learn this Sefer, is because our generation has so much to be grateful for and so much to be happy about, and yet there's never been as much heaviness and depression and despair as now. We need to understand this. There are people who walk around and it's keenly, you could see that they're made of Ofer. They're offered to good people, the Yisoid HaOfer. What is this? This boy named Eifo, Ma'u HaShoyrish Sheba Ofer, Hagorim Lekach, Shemikoich HaGabu, Mislab Shoyz, Shtei Hamidus Halol, Atzlus V'Atzlus. We need to understand, these two Midas, Atzlus, Atzlus, laziness and sadness, are external manifestations of a much deeper problem. They're symptoms of a much deeper problem. There's something in this person that's not synchronized, that's imbalanced, that the Yisod HaOfer is not functioning with the other three midas in a way that's healthy. And because of that, laziness and sadness is dominating this person's life. It's not that he doesn't have other midas. It's not that he doesn't love his kids. It's not that he doesn't love his wife or his parents, or he doesn't love other Jews. It's not that he doesn't have other midas that are alive and well within him. But the pnimius adava is that it seems that the yisod ha'ofer, atzlus and atzvus, laziness and sadness and depression, are consuming him, are taking over his life. So we need to understand how this happens, what this is. Kamuvin should be said to offer gufa. Tumunos tchunus nesafos. Now, offer, that yesod of earth, of offer, is responsible for other midas, not just atzlus and atzlus, for other midas. Achreishis namad al masha hisparish lehedye bediver ha marin reb chaim vital, shamidas al noldus mi yesod offer. In atzlus v'atzlus. But the Bilvavi wants to begin with what Rabbi Chaim Vital already revealed to us, that the most obvious expressions or manifestations of this yesod of offer, the most obvious, are sadness and laziness. Those are the most obvious. Those are the most apparent upon a person. Bez Hashem namshich achre chayin l'voras achalakim v'nesofim shay yesod offer. Later in the sefer, we're going to talk about other ways that this yesod affects us. There are other ways besides laziness and sadness. B'chdei lohavin is muhusul shel yisoid ha'afar. In order to understand the muhus, the essence of yisoid ha'afar, nakdam l'kach hakdom yisoidus. First, a little bit of hakdom. Ka'omel el, say the b'riyas yisoidus say ruach, mayim, eish, and ha'afar. We learned in the last parak that the seder of the creation of the Yesodis is ruach, air, water, fire, and earth. Ubi Rabbi Seinu she Yesod haruach nivra rishon. The Chachamim teach us that the Yesod of ruach was created first. Ruach elokim rachefas al pnei hamayim. Now we have to stop thinking about ruach as just a breeze or wind. We're very used to thinking of ruach as that which we feel on our faces when we open the window. That's the most magushim dike feeling of ruach that's possible. What is ruach really? Because in order to understand offer, we have to understand ruach. Because in many ways we learned offer and ruach are opposites. Ubi Rabbi said, "She said, 'Ruach niver rishon, mach mishakol tfisas abriya hitnua.'" The true definition of ruach, the deepest definition of ruach, is not wind or air, but motion. Motion. When an atom moves or a cell moves, we're not going to feel any breeze. But that's the most basic expression of that yisod of ruach, is tnua, movement, motion. Habriya maschilim in the kuda achas, v'chazeres the makara. The tnua, the movement of all of existence, of all worlds, is that there was a beginning, and that beginning is moving every second towards its destination. All of creation is in constant movement. Scientists didn't know till a relatively short time ago that a rock, even though it sits there still for 1,000 years, but the rock itself consists of particles that are constantly moving. All of creation is moving. All of creation is in constant motion. And therefore, the most basic definition of creation itself is that Habriya maschilim in the kuda achas, the chezeres the makara. The creation began at a certain point in time when Hashem's Baruch said that there will be a world, and the world is constantly moving towards its destination, where in the end, ultimately, everything will return to the Creator. It's this great Yan Cheni B'Maglei Tzedek, this great Hakafa of all of creation, that there was that time, that moment of creation, and from that time it seems that everything is moving further away, but in truth, everything is returning. Everything is in the process of returning. Tshuva doesn't only mean repenting, it means to return. And all of creation, just as the fish return to the place where they came from. And it's the most natural mitzias in the world that everything is by nature is longing to be back to where it began, to return to the place where it came from. Lashuv. So because of this, creation itself is defined as ruach, as ruach elokim rachefes, constant motion, movement. Yesh la reishis v'yesh la achas. Hein ga'alti eschem achas ki reishis. There's a beginning, there's an end. This is not the stam. There's a beginning and there's an end. Kedugma. For instance, istakel beraisa ubara alma. Chazal say that Hashem gazed into the Torah and He created the world. The Torah begins with the beis, it begins with the word beraisis, and it concludes with the bilayne kol yisrael. It concludes with all the great miracles that Moshe performed, la'ene kol yisrael, before the eyes of the entire Jewish people. And at Simchas Torah, we end and we begin. There's no space in between the end and the beginning. Everything is constantly. Holech, sovev, sovev, holech. Everything is sovev, sovev, holech, haruach, baal sviv, oisov, shov, haruach. That's how Shlomo Melech in Kohelet at the beginning describes the world. Sovev, sovev, holech, haruach, baal sviv, oisov, shov, haruach. So we begin Bereishis, and then we come to Le'enikah Yisrael, sovev, sovev, while we're making that kofis in Chastar, which is a symbol of that movement of the Maglei Tzedek, of the continuous motion of creation that's longing to return to the beginning. Because that's what happens with a circle. In a line, you're getting further and further away from where you came. You just keep on going until you never come home. It just keeps on going. But in a circle, every step that you're taking away from the beginning, you're getting closer to where you began. Every step further away, you're also getting closer. You're coming back. So the Torah is in such a way, and that's the inyan of the Hakafis. It's the inyan of the Sukkah, of the Makif, Bechlal, and the Levyosin, the tail of the Levyosin, it's the mouth, and surrounds the world, and the Sukkosish Levyosin. Because when we come to the end of the year, the beginning of the year, we feel in a very, very, very deep way that circle, that movement of returning, of all coming back to where it began. That takes place together with us returning to Hashem, with our tshuva, with our return. So Hashem created the world from the Torah. La'ini kol Yisrael, the lamed of La'ini kol Yisrael, and the beis of Bereishis is the site of Lev of the heart. Bereishis is the beis, and La'ini kol Yisrael is the lamed, and then we end with the lamed of La'ini kol Yisrael, and it comes back around Lev to the beis. That's why. And a lot of the Svarma Kedoshim, you see, especially but they, a lot in the Jewish Svarma, especially in the Chassidish Svarma, especially in the Hungarian Tzaddikim, you see that Tzaddikim said Joshes on Simchas Torah to connect the end of the Torah with the beginning of the Torah. Leina Yisrael, Leina Ko Yisrael, Bereishis Berlokim. And they always gave Joshes to connect the end and the beginning. Same thing with the end of Shas and the beginning of Shas. Shem Yivarach Zamo B'Sholem, and the Meimasai. Always to connect the end and the beginning. That's Hengalti Eschem Achris Kereshis. Achris Kereshis. Magim Mereshis Achris. Achris Reshis. Reshis Achris. Bayachasna. And the Akof is Bayachasna. And the Chasna Kala coming back together if they were away from each other. And the circles that are made by the Kala under the Chuppah. The ring that the Chasna puts under the Kala's ring. It's all the same Yisod. Beginning and moving towards the end, and that cycle. So Lev, Yeshna Reishis, there's a beginning. And Yeshna Achris, and there's an end. Va'achris Chezeres L'Reishis. And the end returns to the beginning. Ha'ein Soif Baruch Hu Ein L'Soif. Hashem is infinite. There's no end. Ubo Ein L'N Hasaga. And we don't have any Hasaga. Libriya Yesh Tavnis Tzura. So we can't understand who Hashem is, but He created a world where there is a tavnit, there's structure and surah. L'kol dover bebriya yesh reishis veyesh achris. Everything in creation has a beginning and has an end. Hareishis yitchilas atnuva shelo. The beginning is when something first moves. The first movement is called the beginning. Motion, ruach, is the beginning. Hareishis itchilas atnuva shelo, va'achris hisoif atnuva. And the end is when it no longer can move. And no longer can move. It's done. The ruach leaves when a person dies. V'aruach shovel ha'ofer. The ruach leaves the person And from that moment, his journey has concluded. There's no longer any motion, there's no longer any movement. There could be some movement in the body. It's a scary thing when that happens. Anybody that ever worked with the Chavridish knows that it can be pretty shocking when you're with the mace and then all of a sudden there's some nerves that cause the body to have some physical reaction. When I was a teenager, there was a very funny and coarse comedian. I don't know if he's still alive, but he hated his teacher and he hated his father. And you know, by the Goyim, they have this thing that when somebody dies, they review the corpse. You know, they walk past the mace and they look at the mace. We're not allowed to look at a mace. They walk past the mace, look at the mace. So he said his whole life he's practicing so that when his father comes, he can make an obscene gesture. Like he wants to use whatever energy he has left in his nerves, he wants to be able to make an obscene gesture to his father and to his teacher if he could do that. That doesn't mean motion, it doesn't mean movement. There's no life. That's it. It's the conclusion of life. Motion ends. It's finished. It's the end of the Maisa. It's the end of the journey. Avadisena page Yudches. Avadisena he liskos lagila achris. We're all davening, and we're all hoping, and we're all working hard that we should be zeichet to be by the end. Laachris hayom hamitis, to be there by the true end of time. And of course, at the end of time, things will reset and go back to the beginning of how it was before Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava failed. Things are going to come back mamish to the beginning. And we're going to live like that. Gan Eden Mikedem. It'll be a way to live. To go back to the beginning. B'chdei lahagia la'achris, alein lisno'ea, b'tzura ha'nachoina. And Hashem Yisbarach said to us that if you want to get to the achris, if you want to make it to the end, then you have to move in a certain way. You have to move in a certain direction. Alein lisno'ea, b'tzura ha'nachoina. If you want to get from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, or from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, you don't take the bus that goes from Yerushalayim to Be'er Sheva. You're not going to get to where you want to go. So the Baruch Shalom said, there's a Reishis, there's an Achris. And there's a way to get to the Achris. And I'm telling you how to get to the Achris. There's a way to get to the Achris. The Baruch Shalom gave us instructions of how to get from the beginning to get to the end. Means even after a person dies, of course, the neshama is waiting to return to the guf by Trias HaMesim. There's an end. And how do you get from the beginning to the end? The Baruch Hashem gave us instructions in Teresh HaBachsav and Teresh HaBalpeh, but we have to move in that direction. If a person gets distracted, and you know, an aveira means, la'avor means when a person gets a little bit, shouldn't happen to us, but it's the way of life, is that we get a little bit off the main road, make a little bit sometimes detours, and we try to get back, you know, to the road. But there's a way, there's a mahalach. Alein lisnaya b'tzur ha'nachayna. V'lo lisnaya chalila b'tzur she'en ha'nachayna. And we have to be careful that we shouldn't move in the wrong direction. We shouldn't move away from the achris of who we are. God forbid. She b'chinis oivei aveira. If you see that in Kohelis, in the same Kohelis, b'chalal Shlomo Melech uses the word ruach a lot. So when Shlomo Melech wants to describe a life that's absolutely wasted and futile, he describes it as hevel over us ruach. What's hevel? Hevel is air, it's a vapor, right? But it's garnished. It doesn't have any tachlis. Like when a person is speaking narishkeit, narishkeit is havel havel. It's not the narishkeit. What are you talking about? What it means when a person is talking havel havelim, to speak narishkeit means you're saying things that have no destination. They begin from a silly place and they don't go anywhere. That's halav olam. We daven every single day that we should, that our yigir, that our work in this world shouldn't be chas v'shalom, should not be lehevel v'larik. Hevel means for, there's no tachlis. When a person gets up in the morning, where are you moving? Where are you moving? Where are you going? What's the tachlis? What's the ruach? Ruach not your mood. It's also used for ruach. Ruach means, are you part of this movement? This tnuah, which they call, in modern Israeli Hebrew, a movement is called a tnuah. A movement like a cause, a movement. It's called a tnuah. They call traffic the same thing also. They, cars. Tnuwa means that you're trying to go to, you're trying to go to a certain place. The entire foundation of creation of the world of existence is built upon this tfisa, this reality of ruach, of tnua, tfisa satahalich, that there's a seder, there's a mahalach. The Baruch Shalom didn't make a world of hevel v'rik. It's not stam in the veld. The Baruch Shalom has a plan, there's a seder, there's a mahalach. Hashem didn't create the world, even though he could. And Chazal asked the Mishnah, why didn't he? Hashem could create the world in one split second. But he didn't. Elikis Seder. Hashem is Baruch intentionally created the world in such a way that there's a world with this time. There are seconds, there are moments. There are hours, there are days, weeks. And he created the world in 6 days, not in a moment. There's a Seder. Everything progresses. It evolves. It moves. It moves. Oidyon v'oidyon, sheisis meimais ebreishis. That's why v'ayinicheyu began Eden. Man is desperately longing for menucha. One of the things that a person wants most in life is to have some time to rest. Menucha is much deeper than taking off from work. It's much deeper than that. The sight of what Shabbos is, of Menucha, when Hashem Baruch put Adam and Chav into Gan Eden, says Vayanicheyu beGan Eden, La'avda l'shamer, but Vayanicheyu beGan Eden. Hashem placed Adam and Chav in Gan Eden, Vayanicheyu l'shamer Menucha, because the tachlis is that we move and we move in the direction where we need to go, and we take that journey, and we go where we have to go, and when we get to the place, when we get to the place that was designated for us, then there's a pause, there's a rest. Menucha doesn't mean, as I said, just to relax or to be off from work or vacation. Menucha means to reach your destination. On the highest level, Shabbos is that we reached our destination of that week. Ad Shabbos Shabbos, Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha Lo'olam. Bo menucha lo'olam. Harbriya nivra imkain, b'tzura tahalich. Therefore, creation was made in such a way where everything moves and moves towards its destination, and then it rests, it stops, it reaches that place, and then, of course, it begins, saveh, saveh, a higher level, a higher level. But to come to that place of menucha. Ze masha b'ri olam bara. Mikan ve'eloch u'noslanu l'hashlam satalich. That's the world that Hashem has well created. I start to play some music now.
That means it's just
it means the connection is off.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Sorry, 1 second. Hold this again.
Still connected to the original call?
Went off now. Let me see, I'm dialing it again. Welcome to the conference call. We'll now enter the conference.
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
Okay. Say that. Oh, the music then.
Music playing?
Okay. No, it's still music. Let me see 1 second. No. It's music, it's still. Sorry. I'll try again?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a problem. I don't have my phone on me, so Jeff wouldn't be able to phone me this.
You have Jeff's number?
No, I was just calling to the...